Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Berlau is here. John is the senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. And we're talking about, when we closed out our last segment there, we started tipping over into a discussion about the Jobs Act, which was part of the Dodd-Frank bill, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No,
Jobs Act came a couple years, and it actually exempted and made
that was
it
later. That was later.
A lot of smaller companies from some of the worst provisions of Sarbanes-Oxley and Dodd-Frank.
That's
it was
right.
Actually in 2012, and Obama was kind of forced to sign it because he was running for re-election.
But I never felt like it was. I knew somebody who was on that. Who was on part of one of his committee, and it wasn't really all that small business oriented. And I know you have, I know you're a big supporter of the crowdfunding elements of the Jobs Act, folks. And this tell the audience what those are.
Well, the ones that have been, the Jobs Act didn't go nearly as far as it should have, but there have been provisions that have really have helped out entrepreneurs as far as that you can now advertise and do crowdfunding basically among accredited investors.
In order to raise capital for your business.
Right.
Outside investors without going public, without launching. I mean, it's really a Reg D environment, right? It's more of a partnership kind of environment, isn't it?
Right, right. It allowed advertising. I mean, you could basically now advertise, do general advertising even on a billboard. Mm-hmm. You still have to sign up only the accredited.
These were workarounds of the Securities Acts of 33 and 34.
Right, and it increased the threshold to register with the SEC, which was hurting a lot of family-owned business.
That's the Reg D part of it.
That's part of it, but I think that's also the 34 Act, the Exchange Act, where it used to be companies were compelled to register if they had a certain number of shareholders. So family-owned companies like the grocery store Wegmans and the service station to Wawa were going to be affected by it. Mm-hmm. So now you don't have to count employees as part of the registration count.
For those companies who really are prospects for investors, their end game, their exit strategies, the need for capital, the need to scale, for those companies that actually are moving in that direction, the Jobs Act was a good thing for them, especially once the SEC got through promulgating it all, right, John?
Yes. Some things went into immediate effect, like the shareholder threshold. Other things like lifting the advertising and general solicitation ban. It took the SEC a long time,
right?
But once they did, you've got companies. So it's easier for investors for entrepreneurs to raise money where we still need a lot of work. We still need a lot of work and always lifting barriers to entrepreneurs. But are the provisions like with crowdfunding for ordinary investors,
right,
so that they can get in and grow wealthy with the companies just like they used to pre Sarbanes-Oxley?
John, the argument I had with people making such a big deal of the Jobs Act is concurrent with that, which actually does help some small businesses, some emerging businesses, but really in total a very small percentage of all the businesses that need help. And meanwhile, concurrent with that, they were assaulting through Dodd-Frank and through Sarbanes-Oxley, they were assaulting the organizations that was helping all those other small business owners who were never going to be prospects for investors. And I'm talking about community banks.
Right, we have a lot further to go. I do like to point out the success of the Jobs Act. Maybe I'm a little optimistic to just show if you even lift like a few of the bricks on the smaller businesses, look at the success they can achieve, and why not lift some more? So it was.
The point I was making, John, is I'm going to say that the Jobs Act would maybe help thousands, a few thousand. I mean, I've been in a few thousand, and the other regulations that went against the banks, especially the Dodd-Frank bill and all the other Fed regulations that hurt community banks, that hurt millions of small businesses.
Right, and we need to do things now for the expanded and do things for the millions and the things like the.
Do you see that happening? Do you see those regulations? Our community banks. I'm hearing the Fed talking about this, aren't they? The Fed's talking more about loosening up things on community banks.
Yes, they are, and especially President Trump is going to be able to pick his own Fed chairman soon.
Right.
So we're going to see changes.
Do you think
there.
That's going to happen? Do you think Cohen's going to become the chairman?
I'm not. My guess is as good as anybody.
Well, do you think Yellen? You think Yellen will go?
I think hopefully whoever is the. I would bet yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I appreciate you making that declaration. We're going to hold you to that. We come back. There's another organization out there that's hurting a lot of us. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, allegedly called CFPB. We're going to talk about that after these messages with John Berloff. CEI.org is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.